All right. Well, good morning. My name is Caitlin Goss, and we have a really fun day planned for us today. So I'm really excited. And we purposely, when we originally had today planned out, it was Christmas traditions, and we were thinking about that. And then we really kind of wanted to change gears and really make it more about the Advent season and really hone in and focus on that. And for some of us, we might not even really understand, and myself included, before I really started doing a lot of reading and digging about it, of what really exactly the Advent season is. So I want to talk to you about what I hope today is and hope today isn't. And for me, what I don't want it to be is I don't want it to be a time where this is something that you feel like, oh, wow, this is one more thing I need to be doing right now. Or this isn't even on my radar or anything like that. Or how you should be celebrating your own specific family. I love that everybody has different traditions. People come from different families and history. And so this is not to come here and tell you what you should and shouldn't be doing. I think about, for me, I am married to Buddy the Elf. Like, for those of you who have seen Elf, the movie, I mean, November 1st comes around and Jer is in full throttle Christmas gear. I mean, he is just like gung-ho, guns blazing. Like, he took the boys to Lowe's last week to get weather stripping and like a new toilet bowl lift thing, whatever, and he comes back with this huge projector that projects 24 different images on the front of our house. Like, we don't need this. And then 2 years ago, I finally convinced him to not have a real Christmas tree, just with the little boys, and I was like, we're just going to move to a regular Christmas tree. So he went to Costco, and he got this 12-foot pre-lit Christmas tree. Have y'all seen that? Where you press a button, and it illuminates between the colored lights and the white lights, and you can also make it flicker back and forth. So there's constantly this battle at our house between, I like the white lights, the boys and Jer like the colored lights, so our neighbors think we're crazy. It's constantly, you know, going back and forth. So anyways, that being said, we have to, in our family, we have to really focus on what's important every year and what's not, and what to weed out and what isn't, you know. So, and also, I think we're in different seasons right now. Last year, we have three little boys. Jacob was born on December 1st. So, and Daniel was three, Andrew was two. I don't remember last Christmas, okay? I think we went to a Miss Gill concert. I know he had a blowout during, like, the Christmas service. I was nursing him during the, you know, Christmas Eve. My sister-in-law, Colleen, was here. My nephew is 8 days younger than Jacob. So I think Christmas Eve at my parents' house, we just were both in separate rooms nursing our babies the whole time. So it was chaos. And so you might be in that season right now where it's just all hands on deck. And so I think that that's also really important to consider, too. We're all in different seasons. So being able to filter in what you can and cannot handle in your season of life every year is always really important. So that's what I don't want it to be about. What I want this time to be about is for us to learn a little bit more about what is the Advent season, what are some ways that we can incorporate more Jesus into December. And I know for me, the more that I'm focused on him, the less I'm focused on myself, the less I'm focused on all the other stuff that's going on. So I hope that this is an exciting time for you. I hope it just recenters all of our hearts, helps us get a healthy perspective going into the Christmas season. So that is my goal for today. So if you have any other expectations or anything, just let them go and just have a great time together. So that being said, just a little quick flyover history over what Advent is. The early church celebrated a season of Advent when Advent means coming. And so the early church would have a time of prayer and fasting and celebrating not only the incarnation of Jesus, but also the second coming of him. And you have to think, back then, they had no idea when Jesus was going to come again. You know, it could have been 40 days from then. It could have been 40 years. It could have been, they had no idea. So that season of Advent was very important to them, that celebrating that second coming. Fast forward a little bit later through the church, they decided, there was a council that came and decided that they were going to celebrate the Advent season during December, because that was the December solstice, which is the darkest time of the year. So it represented the light of the world coming in during the darkest season, and being able to celebrate that then. So that's kind of where it all has originated from. Again, that's a total flyover. But then fast forward to where we are now, and the Christian church, you see kind of a comeback with things we're going to talk about and do today, the Jesse tree and Advent calendars and devotions. And what that really stems from is if you look back just the past 20, 30 years, I would even say less than that maybe, just the push of consumerism and materialism and Black Friday and all of these things, you see a little bit of the Take Back Christmas. You know, you see the bumper stickers on the back of the car, Keep Christ in Christmas. But that's truly, it's, I think we, if we really are looking at ourselves honestly, we don't even know sometimes, like, what did we just celebrate this Christmas season? Like, what was the purpose of that? And I hope that we can look at this December and not survive it. I hope that we can experience it. And with the Advent season, there are 4 weeks of it, and we're going to go through each of them. 2 of the weeks, the church would celebrate, again, like I said, the incarnation of Jesus, the birth of Jesus. But also, there's the crux of it, which is we're also really celebrating the second coming. It's not, it doesn't end there. He promises not only he came for us. He came to be here with us so that we could see his word, so that we could see him in his full glory. But there's also the second part of that with Christmas, where we get to also celebrate the promise that he's going to come back again. So it's twofold. It's one and the other. what we're going to do, you know, you see at our church, the four Sundays prior to Christmas, we start what we do, the Advent season, okay? So a lot of times that's December 1st. But in the church, we'll do that Sunday, that first Sunday, where we light a candle. And a lot of churches will do this. And each of them have a significant meaning behind it. So we're going to do that. So the first week is the season of hope, or the idea of hope. Thanks, Gail. Hope. We can have hope because God is faithful and will keep the promises he made to us. Our hope comes from God. So we're going to watch a quick little video, and bear with us. It'll just take a minute, but on hope. Yes. Thank you, Gail.
The Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and we'll call him Emmanuel. She was growing into a teenager and was living then in the obscure village of Nazareth in Galilee. She gathered the grain during the day and tended the lamp laid into the watches of the night. Her father knew the dedication of her work, her mother the kindness of her heart, her friends, the curve of her smile. She stood on the threshold of womanhood. Among all the girls in the village, she had been noticed, chosen, betrothed, a child bride before whom lay only possibility. Her father could walk with pride in the city gates. Her mother could rest in the comfort of her daughter's future security. But then he came, unexpected, unannounced, spoke openly and without shame of pregnancy, virginity, and a son. Things men never discussed, and women only whispered about behind closed doors. She questioned him about the particulars, but not about the promise. She knew the prophecies, and the angel's words rang true. She would be scorned and rejected, labeled as an adulteress in whispers and glances. There would be no more carefree walks to the market, no more happy trips to the well. 400 years her people had waited for hope, but God had been silent. Now he had spoken. The wait was about to end. 40 weeks, and then Emmanuel, God with us.
So what you can do, if this is something that you want to incorporate with your family, I'm going to scooch past you, sorry. Thank you. Can I get 2 girls, ladies, sorry, from that back table? I'm going to just volunteer you right there. Yeah, just 2 of you. Come on up. Don't be shy. Yes? Good. Okay, come on up. And then pick another person. Perfect. Thank you. Okay. So first of all, this is an Advent calendar that I got at Hobby Lobby. $12, y'all. If you know how they're 50% off every other week, $12. I think maybe even less than that. So what I'm going to have, what you can do with your family if you that Sunday, or just, again, if you're wondering why we do that at church, now you know why. So what it's Tara, right?
Allie.
Yeah, no, close enough. Yeah. Okay. Okay. And then Emily. Let me give you a mic. So what Emily's going to do, Emily, I'm going to have you read the verse that's up on the screen. And then Allie, if you wouldn't mind lighting the first. So there are four candles. So that,
hello?
Double. Okay. Are you okay reading that? Sorry, yeah. I signed you up. Okay. So Allie is going to light the first candle. That was me micromanaging you. See that? I was about to start doing that. Okay. And then you can just read.
And again, Isaiah says, the root of Jesse will spring up, one who will arise to rule over the nations. In him the Gentiles will hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with the hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Romans 15:12-13.
Perfect. Thank you. I'll leave her here. Thanks. I love the idea of the hope, that it's kind of like we don't have to hope for, in the Christmas season, we don't have to hope for what we're going to get on Christmas Day or what, you know, these anticipations. We have such a greater hope. And that just is an exciting way to kick off that season and that focus of what he promises to give us and what he does give us. Okay, so then that being said, what we're going to do for you guys, if you're wondering why we have this Christmas tree. So if you have or haven't heard of the Jesse tree, a Jesse tree is just a simple devotional that you can do with your family. And you're actually going to do it today. The Jesse tree was a way that you can learn more about the lineage of Jesus, his family. So it incorporates the Old Testament, but it also incorporates the New Testament. And so, Vicki, what we're going to do is during some table talk, you guys are going to, perfect, that's it. You can take this home with you. Does that have the first one too, Vicki, on it?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So what Vicki's going to do, she's going to pass out. This is a devotion that you can do with your family each day. And if you guys get to color right now. Now, if you think, like, this doesn't have to be your final product is what I'm trying to say. We'll have it up on the website. So if it's something that maybe you want your kids to color with, you can print it off the website. So right now, just have fun and just color. Like, don't make it just, I mean, who does, what adult doesn't love to color when no kids are around, right? So you're just going to do that first page first. And each of the Jesse tree ornaments represent something. So the devotion that you have, thank you, Vicki, represents what each of those items mean, and it has scripture that goes back to that, and it all incorporates Old Testament, New Testament. Does that make sense? Okay, so while you guys are going to color that, Gail, if you don't mind putting up the table talk question right here, for you guys, I'm going to give you about 5 minutes for this time, and just talk amongst yourselves, what are you hoping to experience with your family this Christmas season? Okay, so we'll do about 10 minutes for this first time. So I love seeing the different type of coloring. I know myself, I'm personally like a dark outline on the outside, a light shader on the inside. Yes, I always appreciate that. And we see some crayon breakers. Any crayon breakers yet? Because they color so darkly. So I don't think I clarified this well. You are going to get all 25 pictures throughout the time. You're not getting just those right now. I didn't want to give you too much at once. So, and then also, what you can do with these, and again, we'll have them on the website. If you want your kids to color them and use this, or you can make them into an ornament, or you can color them out and put them on your fridge. But the purpose of that would be for up here. This one I bought off of Amazon. And it's really pretty. It's wood. I want to say it was probably like $38. It wasn't cheap, but it came. That's where your devotion was adapted from. I copyrighted it, so I wasn't stealing their credit. Yeah. But what you can do, if you do want to turn these into an ornament, or you can, you know, again, once a day, you can put it up on your fridge, put some tape on it, or anything like that. I'm a former teacher. I was telling someone, so I have a laminator at home. So I'm like a nerd, but it's okay. Amazon. Okay. She has an Etsy shop, but I bought it off of Amazon. Yeah. So what you can do is each day put it up there. And then also just want to encourage you, if you're like, there is no way my kid is going to sit still with this. It's not even just for them. It's for you too, to be reminded of that. And that being said, if they are running around, have them color while you're doing the devotion. Or also, my parents went to Israel a couple years ago, and they brought back this beautiful olive wood nativity set that I have at home. And lo and behold, every year my boys run straight for that. And I'm like, don't touch that. So get your hands off of that. So this year I finally purchased little people. Look at this, y'all. How adorable is that? But have them play with it. They always love to play with the baby Jesus. But have them play while you're doing the devotion. Have something that they can incorporate. So yes, again, you will get all of your pictures today. And then you can also access it on the website if you want a coloring sheet for your kids to do. So we're going to move on to the next one. And the next week is peace. So let's go to this table right here. Let's get two people. And you guys come on up to the front. Pick two people. The second week of Advent season. It's Hannah, right? Hannah. Hannah and Colleen up there right now. Okay. That's my sister-in-law, so I can talk to her like that, right? No, I'm just kidding. So the second week is peace. God kept his promise. Oh, sorry, not yet. We're going to show the video first. Sorry. The second week is peace. So take a look at peace. So the second week, we light another purple candle, and I'll let you guys decide who's going to be the reader. Okay, no pressure.
Great paths for him. Every valley should be filled in, every mountain and hill made low. The crooked road shall become straight, the roadways smooth, and all people will see God's salvation. That's from Luke, chapter 3, verse 4 to 6.
Okay, so I'm going to give you guys the next little wave of... Okay, perfect for devotion. Sorry about that. And then we'll go to the table talk time. So you guys will have another 10 minutes or so to color your next wave and to talk. And then the table talk question this time is, and I think this is a good one. Really think about this. What do you need to weed out of your Christmas season in order to bring more peace to your family? So you guys have about 10 minutes. Enjoy. We are going to go on to week 3. Week 3 is a different one. So this is the pink candle. And week 3 is joy. The angels sing a message of joy. So we're going to watch a quick video. And then we'll do, let's do this table. And whoever's going to read, just know it's a really long passage. So one reader, one candle lighter. A-team, you got this.
And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths, placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." I always think about the Charlie Brown Christmas, like Linus, when I read this. It's so precious. That's a family tradition of ours. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." Luke 2, 7 through 15.
All right, we're going to do next week. Oh, thank you, Heidi. More coloring. And this time at your table talk, we're going to do share any Christmas experiences, memories, traditions that you have with your family or your childhood family that bring you joy. So those are definitely things that you want to keep in there. You want to incorporate, share those. And we'll have about 10 more minutes with that one too. So our last week is the focus of love. The angels announce the good news of a Savior. God sent his only son to earth to save us because he loves us. And we are going to watch our last video on love. Is love. Okay, perfect. Sarah, you can light it.
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. John 3:16-17.
Thank you. And then what you would also do with the Advent, okay, thanks, is on Christmas Eve, so then we'll go to that next clip, Gail, thank you, is either Christmas Eve or Christmas morning, you would light the white candle, which is the Christ candle. And the white candle reminds us that Jesus is the spotless Lamb of God sent to wash away his sins. And I love this. His birth was for his death, and his death was for our birth. And then you would light that. And Carol Ann was so sweet. She is going to come up, and she made treats for us. She made, well, I'll let her explain it. But you, Heidi is passing out the last little wave of the Jesse ornaments, and then Carol Ann, here you go, is going to explain a little tradition that she does.
So we would always have a Christmas party at some point during the Christmas season, and my mom would make birthday cake for Jesus, and we would sing and all that. And what she did was, it's a three-layer cake, and you just buy three box mixes, a devil's food cake, red velvet cake, and then a white cake, and you just layer them in a pan, but you have to use two pans because otherwise they overflow, like 2 9-by-13 pans. And so the brown on the bottom is for sin, and so then Jesus came because of our sin and that his blood covers the sin, and then because of his blood we are covered in his righteousness, and so that's why the white layer's on the top. So if you're going to dump it out and ice it separately, then you have to do it in the opposite layer, but you know. So that's our little thing, and so we have some for you to enjoy also. Yeah.
The last question, it's not up yet, but the last Table Talk question during this time is, what are some ways that you and your family can serve others this season? And one thing that I just wanted to say real quick, I didn't get it out. Hold on 2 seconds. I don't know about you guys, but obviously, well, I do know about you because you all have young kids. That's why you're here. But just realistically, it's not in our wheelhouse right now. I mean, I guess you could say you could, but to go and load up our kids to go do, go somewhere to a co-op, it's probably not going to happen this year. One thing, when I used to teach over at Mount Pisgah, they were so good about this. The only tricky thing is the drop-off this is the Operation Christmas Child, is next week. So, but it could be something, what you do. So those of you that aren't familiar with this, you can get a regular shoebox. This doesn't have to be, I just like the cutesy one. You can purchase these at Hobby Lobby. It's like $1.99. And Samaritan's Purse, if you go on Operation Christmas Child website, they have drop-off locations. And you can choose a boy or a girl to pick out, and you can choose the age too. And you would fill up your shoebox with items, and then you go and send it or drop it off at an Operation Christmas Child drop-off location. But the cool part is, even though that pickup is all next week, you get a tracker if you pay the $7 tracking fee, and you can keep track of where your box goes, because it will take up until Christmas time for the people to get it, and they're shipped nationwide. So it can be a cool opportunity for your kids to keep track of and for them to pick out items for other people. So yeah, use this last time, 10 minutes. Just what are some things realistically, or maybe even in the future, that you'd like to do with your family, ways that you guys can be the hands and feet to people in our area this Christmas, showing love to them. So hope that you had a great time. I'm not going to close this back out. Well, actually, can I pray? And then I want you guys to just spend the rest of the time enjoying coloring and then the Jesus cake. So thanks again, Carol Ann. The Jesus cake. Lord, thank you so much that you sent your son, Jesus, God, that you sent this precious gift, Lord, to just be a visible, tangible proof of how much you love us, God. Thank you for what his birth means. Thank you for the hope that we have for when he'll come again. Lord, I pray that this Christmas season, we would just focus on you, Lord, and focus on the joy and love and peace and joy that you bring to our hearts, Lord. I pray that you would help us to just be right with that, and that we would find just special time each day, God, to just get right with you, Lord, and help us to have a good perspective this season, God. We love you. We thank you so much for your son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. I forgot to say one more thing. Sorry. I have these resources. Randy Schlichting and Amy Shirley did this little devotion. It's in the bookstore, and it's a devotion for you if it's something that you want. But it just has some cool church history with Advent season that is, it's cheap too, that is a great resource. And then for those of you also, gotta love the Jesus Storybook Bible. I didn't print it out, but there is a free devotion online if you just search Jesus Story, some of you might know, that she has 25 days of these stories. Does that make sense? So you would read these stories, and she has them organized by day. Does that make sense? So, yeah, thanks so much for coming. Enjoy your time. It's only 11:15, so I think you have till what time? 11:40? 11:44.